So I was thinking one of the most important things for your responsibility is picking up the Steelers' blitzes. I mean, they're going to show you a lot of different looks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a big, big responsibility of the center in our offense. We have to get up and ID the front and declare pass protections. So we have to make sure everybody knows who we have. And if Aaron wants to make an adjustment, he can.
How does that relationship work with you and Aaron? Because, you know, on TV sometimes you see Aaron, he's gesturing, he's pointing out guys, and you're doing the same thing. Are you guys looking at the same thing? Are you trying to coordinate? Or are you
no, basically what I'm doing is I'm identifying the defense for the line. And then he's able to make he's pointing out who the running backs have, so on and so forth. He wants to make an adjustment. You'll see him tell the running back, hey, go over here instead. Usually if he's talking to us, he'll come up to the line and he'll tell us, no, I want you to go here. And he'll name the guy, the number. And so basically I make my identification and everything else is based off of that.
Does it make a difference? How big a transition is it to go from playing against a 4-3 defense to the 3-4 the Steelers are going to
play? It's a transition. You have to account for the outside linebackers, so it's almost as if they have five defensive linemen. The way the outside linebackers play in a traditional 3-4 defense, they're big pass rushers. They have the speed to cover a pass, but they also have the speed to rush up the field. So definitely have to account for those guys when you're throwing the ball. It makes everything a little wider, too, because they have the edge set wider. So when you're running the football, you have to account for that as well. So there's a little carryover. It just kind of changes where the holes are.
So that might be more of a responsibility. Might make it more difficult for the tackles than for you as far as spreading the line.
Well, it does, but at the same time, you know, there's a defensive end that's aligned right on them, too. So basically, you just have to account for those guys. And we've gone against 3-4 defense the whole offseason with our defense. We have a very similar defense. So 2 years in a row, we've done that. So I'm looking forward to the carryover between our defense and theirs.
You will get a lot of carryover playing against your own defense.
Correct.
Practice.
Correct.
Okay. And so how about the middle linebackers? I mean, what are you – Are they just going to kind of be all over the place? I mean, they could be dropping back in coverage. They could be giving you a blitz look.
Right. No, their linebackers do an outstanding job of covering and blitzing. So that, as they do with everybody, they do the same thing with Polamalu. He's all over the field as well. He's kind of the wild card. So definitely have to account for those guys. Make sure everybody's on the same page. Try to get your pre-snap reads. See if they give anything away, which they seldom do. They do a good job of disguising it. So basically, we just have to follow our rules that we have in our pass protection and communicate. Make sure everybody's on the same page.
How would you compare Polamalu to like the role Woodson plays in your defense generally?
Right, I think it's a similar role. Charles is all over the place as well. He's dangerous in coverage and in pressure. So very similar as Polamalu.
Do you think those guys are taking a look at your offense and your formation and going? And they're reacting to that, or are they just doing what they're trying to do on a certain play?
No, they. I don't play defense, so my read is that they have rules that fall in place as well. They'll have a pressure called, and they have their keys that tell them to either keep the pressure on, take it off, change it, so on and so forth. They'll have a coverage called, which I'm sure they make adjustments based on what we're in. They adjust their personnel based on our personnel. So it's really it's a game of you call a play and you make the proper adjustments based on what they show you. It's the same on offense and defense.
This has been a lot steadier a season for you. I mean, you went through the whole whole issue of earning your job during the preseason, the previous preseason.
Right. No, I mean, I came off a shoulder surgery 3 years ago, missed the whole offseason. It puts you at a disadvantage anytime you miss an entire offseason. We didn't have a great year that year either, so they're looking for solutions. So, the beginning of last year wasn't the way I'd like for it to have turned out. I had a good camp. They told me I had a good camp, but I didn't get the nod at the beginning. But second game, due to injury, I stepped in, kept the spot from that point on.
And they expressed to you that you really proved yourself to them during the last
No, the last 2 years have been probably my best 2 years. They've also been two of my most healthy years. So in this business, you have to be healthy. If you're not, they're constantly looking for a replacement. So You know, you have to go out there and be available and accountable is what they always tell us. So,
but at the same time, you really haven't missed many games in your career.
No, I haven't. I haven't missed.
Like two, maybe?
Well, I missed a couple one year. I missed a couple that year, which was 3 years ago. The beginning of the year, I had a pinched nerve in my back. And then the previous year, I missed two. One, I had a fractured eye. I got poked in the eye and it fractured my eye socket. And then the second game, I had pneumonia. So, you can't do anything about those. And really, you know, it changed. Last year changed my perspective. So, you can't focus on things you can't control. All you can do is go out there. If you're injured, you have to do your best to get over it, get healthy. But at the same time, take advantage of the opportunities you have and play at a high level when you're in there. And the rest will work out.
Yeah, you mentioned things you can't control if you're going to get a fractured eye socket.
Right.
Or pneumonia.
Correct.
But, have you changed your, after, especially after surgery, I mean, have you changed your routine, your diet, your training?
No. No, I mean, the most I've done is, as you age, you change some things. You obviously, I'm not going to go out and bench press 550 pounds like I did in college. It's just, what's the point? So you change a few things. You get smarter with your routine, with your workout. I was talking more about the psychological side of it. It changed. I've got a family, three kids. So my perspective changed. And, it's just you have to be able to handle the things you can control and not focus on the things you cannot.
So, hey, you said you have a family. I've heard Green Bay is a great family town. Do you, for raising a family, do you spend a lot of time in the off season in Green Bay?
I spend the off season workouts up there. So I go back and forth between Nashville and Green Bay. So in the off season, my family stays in Nashville. The kids go to school there.
Chad Clifton's in Nashville too.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, we live about 10 minutes apart. So. Both went to the same college.
Yeah.
And our kids are similar age, so they play together. Our wives hang out. So,
is that coincidence that you guys ended up back together?
I don't know. I mean, when I came to Green Bay, they had three guys on the team from Tennessee, and at one point we had four. Mm-hmm. We had a tight end, David Martin, and we had Justin Harrell.
Yep.
So at one time we had four guys, and then Reggie McKenzie works in the front office. He's a Tennessee grad. Mm-hmm. So there's some ties from Tennessee to Green Bay.
Does that help?
That helps anytime you come to a new place. I knew nothing about Wisconsin when I was drafted there, so to have a guy on the team that I knew from college definitely helped.
What do you think? Is there a big mental challenge you got to get yourself ready for the game? Or I was just in Mike McCarthy's press conference, and he talked about you're going to keep a fairly similar schedule to a typical Sunday night game. I mean, so are you kind of, in some way, thinking this is the Super Bowl, but at the same time, I'm just going to do my job like I normally do? I mean, are you?
People are creatures of habit. They're more comfortable when things are consistent. Yeah. And if you're not out of your routine, and football's the same way as any job. You want to maintain a routine, make guys feel comfortable. You know, just limit the distractions that way. So my personal approach, I approach it as another game. It's a big game, obviously. You never know how many opportunities you'll have in a game like this, so you want to take advantage of it. But at the same time, when the ball's kicked off, you got to do the same things you did to get to the game. Whatever gave you success in the regular season is going to give you success now. So it's you don't really want to reinvent the wheel. It's just go out there, be consistent, and play at a high level.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.